Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
There are so many things that are being affected by the pandemic and quarantines, and I don't think we fully understood how linked together we all were until this happened.
Yeah.
You can't take anything out of the machine that is our economy and our world without something else suffering. If a plant shuts down that makes gears that go in a transmission, then the transmission plant shuts down, then the automotive plant shuts down, then the car dealer shuts down, yeah. And it goes just in this huge, big circle. And it's just been astonishing. And I think we've missed one of the lessons here is how much we depend on each other.
I depend on school to take care of my kids.
It's a great example, Hawk. Parents suddenly realized how much more they ought to appreciate those teachers than perhaps they had been.
Yeah.
And there's just so much of this going on. I saw a very interesting situation that kind of fits into this.
Okay.
It was a zoo.
Mm-hmm.
And the zoo is going through some problems right now because it turns out that not only do we have a good time when we go to the zoo and see all those animals,
mm-hmm.
but we provide interaction for the animals as well.
Really?
Because when the zoo animals don't have a steady supply of people coming along and performing for them, they start to get bored and anxious too.
Oh.
So one zoo had to do something about it because their penguins were getting very depressed.
Oh, no.
The penguins were used to having people come and, you know, lean over the fence and wave at them and do all that goofy stuff.
Right.
And now they weren't getting that anymore.
So you're saying that the penguins didn't have happy feet anymore.
They did not have happy feet.
They were depressed feet.
Yes.
Well, when you put on your tuxedo every day and nobody comes to see you, you get
Sure, Heidi.
Yeah.
But these penguins, they were really getting depressed and bored, so the zookeepers came up with an interesting idea. Someone helped them out and donated a large professional bubble-making machine.
It
blows bubbles.
Oh, okay.
And the penguins loved it.
Yeah, okay.
They were cheered up with this bubble machine that's playing inside their enclosure, and they started chasing the bubbles around, and they're very funny to watch because they have that funny waddle, and their heads move real jerkily, and then they, like, pop the bubble, and they look very happy.
Well, bubbles are fun no matter what. I mean, you can't have, like, a grown adult take, some bubbles and start blowing them around the kids and them not smile and have a good time. I'm like, that's just a happy thing. I mean, you might be out of breath after you're going, but bubbles are fun.
Are kids required when you're blowing bubbles? Because I don't have kids.
Kato's at home, out in the backyard with his bubbles.
Let me ask you this, Hawk. You say that you can't not have fun whenever they're doing bubbles.
Yeah.
Challenge accepted. Okay. I think I could not have fun, but yeah.
Well, Tom, listen, we know that you cannot have fun doing a ton of things.
Yeah.
But bubbles are just fun. I think it's a good example of what, if you are depressed, go ahead and just go out there and blow some bubbles. My kids do it all the time in the bathtub. It's not a professional bubble maker.
Heidi, what do you have to say?
Get a bubble machine. They're always fun. Bubble machines. Instead of doing it one at a time and hyperventilating, just get a little bubble machine.
Bubble gum machine, too. And they're fun.
Hey, I got the video actually posted on the B93.7 Facebook page of the penguins enjoying the bubbles. So go check it out.
Now, Cato, what are the penguins enjoying the bubbles? Where is that coming from?
I think a bubble machine.
Oh, gosh. What a great idea. They should have definitely used. That's good.
They should get a bubble machine.
A bubble machine would be the way to go.
Yeah, those penguins aren't walking around blowing them themselves.
No.
That's what Bach was suggesting earlier, and I thought it'd be much easier for the kids just to get a bubble
machine.
Time
out. I did not suggest penguins blowing bubbles.
You were talking about blowing bubbles individually.
Well, you know what I did? I did blow bubbles. And, you know, you can get the big ones that make the huge bubbles. One time my kid got caught in one of those.
Really? Did he float away?
Yeah. He was like a mime trying to get out of that bubble.
All right, Gato.
I have a manual bubble machine. I like to blow bubbles with my spit. Y'all can see me in the video. What?
Ew.
Oh, okay. Gross.
Yeah.
Did you learn that from your sisters when they're sitting on top of you and they do the, you know?
Okay, why are we going here?
I don't know.
I think the video Cato's going to post it on the page. It's very cute. The penguins running around with the bubble machine, and it's very fun.
Is the zoo open here?
I don't know. This was not our zoo.
I think I'd like to go and just because I want to make sure that the animals are happy. I mean, they're suffering too during the pandemic.
Why don't you just send them a bubble machine to donate to the zoo?
Oh, okay, yeah.
And they could just blow
the bubbles. Why don't you just go and individually blow bubbles?
No, that would be stupid. Heidi was like, you should get a machine.
Okay, but anyway.
The Greenville Zoo is open. It looks like you have to reserve your tickets.
Okay. All right, good. That's good.
All right. Well, so that's good, Hawk. You can help keep them entertained without having to buy them a bubble machine.
There you go. I got my own bubbles.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.